Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. Praise the Lord, and it's a blessing to have you join us. Amen. I know that this is a busy time of year and people have things to do, but you found the time to come and celebrate the Word of God with the saints of God. Amen. Brother Bill is here. Pastor Sabrina is here. Brother Marshall is here. And God bless all of you. And so we know that the Lord is present in our midst, because where two or three of us come together in his name, there he is in our midst. Amen? And we're so happy that you're here. You know, we talk about some very interesting things here. But one of the important aspects of this ministry is that we're moving forward. We're not stagnant. We're not just sitting here occupying a space to hear some new thing. No, we're actually growing. We're developing. We're becoming what God has called us to be. We're becoming the people that he desired for us to become when he sent us into the earth. Amen? And so we ask that you come up with and join us as often as possible. You know, we're here on Wednesdays and Fridays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time it is in your particular time zone. And we are also here on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. and whatever time it is where you are. So we just want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming along on this journey with the Lord, this journey with the Holy Spirit, this journey with our Heavenly Father, because he's taking us someplace. Amen? And it's a place of blessing. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I pray that everyone is having a blessed week and a wonderful week. And if the circumstances aren't going your way, why, press on in the name of Jesus. They'll change. Amen. We want to thank Brother Bill for posting all of the prayer scriptures in the chat room earlier today. And Pastor posted an announcement about the time of our upcoming fast. Amen. Brother Bill did a lot of work to help the saints out. So please avail yourself to those scriptures that he posted. They're very important for your spiritual warfare and your growth in the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to thank you, Brother Bill. Amen. Our next fast will begin on Wednesday, February 9th, 2022 at 12:01 a.m. your time zone through Friday, February 18th, 2022, midnight your time zone. Amen. And further information will be forthcoming in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I know by now everybody has their armor on and they're ready to go to war. Amen. Because that's what we're going to do. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to war. It's what we love to do. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we want to thank you. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we trust you, Lord. Trusting you is of the utmost importance, Father. It says that we believe what you have told us. We have heard your report, and we believed your report. We believed who you say Jesus Christ is and who you present him as. We believe what he has said about himself. We believe what the Holy Spirit has revealed about him. And our trust and confidence is in you. We want to thank you, Lord, for every time you have corrected us, every time you have brought us out of the waywardness of life into the spiritual understanding of what it means to truly be a son of the living God. We want to thank you, Lord, for every opportunity that we have to express love, caring, humility, reverence, and obedience. We thank you, Lord, for all the gifts that you have given us. We thank you for our inheritance through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for every gift and every blessing that you have released to us. We ask, Father, that you teach us how to use these abilities and talents and gifts for your glory. Help us to develop. Help us to come out of the self life and into the life that you have promised us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Bible says that we love you, Father, because you first loved us. And that is true. The Bible says that in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. You tell us in the Word, Lord, that the love of God is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. You tell us, Lord, in your Word, that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You remind us, Lord, that you've loved us with an everlasting love, and that your loving kindness is what you use to draw us close to you. We lift up to you, Lord, those that are unsaved, those that are our family, our friends, our coworkers, our associates, and people that we have never met in our entire lives. None of them are saved, Lord. We ask you to have mercy upon them. We ask you, Lord, to draw them by your loving kindness. We ask you, Lord, to allow for circumstances in their lives that would turn their hearts toward Jesus Christ. The Bible said if he be lifted up from the earth, he would draw all men unto him, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We stand in agreement with you for all men to be drawn to you. We ask, Lord, that you particularly remember those that we have mentioned in prayer over the years that are still sitting there on the fence of life, not interested nor desiring to do any different. We thank you, Lord, for moving upon their heart and getting the attention in their minds, Lord. The time is running out here on earth, and there isn't a whole lot of time left. It would be wise to make decisions to prepare us for eternity, because eternity lasts a lot longer than our sojourn here on earth. We thank you, Lord, for prompting our hearts to pray for those who need prayer, Lord, in coming to you. And so we offer ourselves to you, Lord, as intercessors of God, to be used by the Holy Spirit, to be prompted by the Holy Spirit, to minister in intercession on behalf of those who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We also lift up to you, Lord, those that we know that are backslidden, that once knew you but have gone away. We ask, Lord, that you put them in remembrance of their first love. We ask, Lord, that you remove the barriers and the hindrances that have been placed there, sometimes by themselves, and keeping them from walking in the fullness of life that you have prepared for us. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord, that you deliver our souls from the pit of corruption because you cast all of our sins behind your back. We cast all of our care upon you, Lord, because we know that you care for us. And we are confident of this very thing, that because you've begun a good work in us, you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask forgiveness for our own sins, our own iniquities, our own wrongdoing. And we ask, Father, that you cleanse us. We lift up to you our own hearts, Father, that are deceitfully wicked. We ask you, Lord, to cleanse our hearts. We thank you, Lord. The Bible says that if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by you. We're disciplined by you so that we will not be condemned with the world. We thank you for your grace, Father. We thank you for your grace. We come before you, Lord, dressed in the armor of God, not for a fashion show, but to use our armor in spiritual warfare. We thank you for the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We thank you for the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you that we're covered in the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We thank you, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank you, Lord, that you have supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, all his evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the snowstorms that are covering the world right now. We take authority, dominion, and power over their fierceness and over their piercing cold winds. We bind that in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for keeping people warm that would freeze to death. We thank you, Lord, for offering shelter and protection to those who do not have any. We thank you, Lord, for making a way for people that don't have a way. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness being shown to people, your mercy and your grace, even to the wicked and the evil. We give you praise, glory, and honor, Father, because you pour out your love on all. You make the sun to shine on everyone and the rain to fall on everyone, Lord. So we ask you, Lord, to protect those that need to be protected, to warm those that need to be warmed, to give wisdom to those that need wisdom, to teach those that need to know how to drive in a snowstorm how to drive in a snowstorm. We ask you, Lord, to still those winds, so that there will be fewer wrecks. We bind every rukusata, opportunity for a wreck, a collision, a tragedy, a backup, all kinds of traffic incidents during this time in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help those that don't have the snow tires in Jesus' name. Give them wisdom to get off the road and to find a safe place until the storm is over, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise for providing shelters for people, Lord, providing heat and fuel and whatever is needed that they might weather the storm and come through victorious in Jesus' name. We thank you for spreading your arms of love over the people of the world, Lord, people that have no opportunity to do some of the things that others of us take for granted. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We lift up to you, Lord, every saint whose entire family is in witchcraft in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the battle that is against them in Jesus' name. We bind those demons that come to attack them in the night in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind those demons that come to attack every portion of their lives, their finances, their transportation, their mode of living, their shelter, everything about their lives, their employment. And we send those devils right back where they came from according to the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. We send them back. We forbid them to attack the Christian in Jesus' name. We break their communications and we break their agreements in the name of Jesus. We send them back to do wherever they came from what they plan to do to the Christian in Jesus' name. We throw off their works in Jesus' name, and we loose ourselves from them in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid them to interrupt our sleep, our eating, our happiness, our joy, and our peace in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord, that you show due care for the saints and that the love of God is expressed to your people every day. We thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength. We thank you for the battle song in our mouths and coming off of our lips, Lord. We send back all the additional warfare. We bind the demons that come in the night to attack through the dream world in Jesus' name. We soak our dreams with the blood of Jesus Christ. We submerge our dreams under the blood of Jesus Christ. We release the fire of God on every spirit that comes to torment us in the name of Jesus Christ. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every spirit, every entity, every demon, and we cut your silver cords in Jesus' name that has come to torment us. We return your torment to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland in Jesus' name. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind the devil from attempting to kill us in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. We shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. We shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. We bind up every death spirit that's ever been sent to us in Jesus' name. And we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we lift up to you every saint that is infirm, that is ill right now, that's feeling symptoms in the body. We take authority, dominion, and power over those symptoms, and we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We command them to come up and out of the saints in the name of Jesus Christ. All of those symptoms come out right now in the name of Jesus. All of that pain, all of that nausea, all of that sick feeling, all of that fever, all of that ache, all of that scratchiness, all of it, every symptom. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out now. Come out of the body right now. Deep breath and cough, saints. Deep breath and cough in the name of Jesus. Whatever's in the nostrils, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out now. Come out of the nostrils in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the nostrils in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the throat. Come out of the thoracic cavity in the name of Jesus Christ. We release the blood stripes of Jesus wherever there is infirmity in the saints in Jesus' name. That pain. Inflammation, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Arrhythmias, bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Electrical irregularities in the body, bound in the name of Jesus. Come out of the body. Come out of the body now. in the name of Jesus Christ. Changes in our physical appearance, especially our face, with scratches, as though we were physically attacked. We bind that in the name of Jesus and return it where it came from. Bites and scratches and such, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Ringing in the ears, you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And our audio canals. We wrap the blood stripes of Jesus around our internal organs in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, hallelujah. For by his stripes we have been healed. Kundalini. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut off your heads, your claws, and your tails. Come out of the back in the name of Jesus Christ. We open up those chakras and we command you to come out now in Jesus' name. Father, we cut the saints free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, and decongestion. Every serpent wrapped around the spine, we cut you asunder in Jesus' name. We send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Body strain, muscle strain, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Pull ligaments, or pull muscles, you're bound in Jesus' name. Chest pain, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Diabetes, you're bound in Jesus' name. We uproot you out of the family line in Jesus' name. We send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We consume you with the all-consuming fire of God. We cut off your tentacles of every organ in the body in the name of Jesus. Come out of the people of God. Diabetes, come out of the people of God in Jesus' name. Come out of their bodies. You have no right to be there. Their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Come out now in Jesus' name. Arthritis. Ishe kuruguse. Arthritis. Problems with the bones, you're bound in Jesus' name. Bone marrow. We're binding vampire spirits in Jesus' name. Every false yoke is broken and destroyed in Jesus' name. Every false yoke is broken and destroyed in Jesus' name. Rike sila de diosunda buragise mememeshe. Yerra kahariki. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Rike de rabro stress, you're bound in Jesus' name. Rike de sutu dobrisata. Worry, erukusa anxiety, rukota. Fear, rukota, frustration, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, for that. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and digital demons, technology demons and their attacks. All Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits, mind control through video games. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Mind control through video games. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. We break that as spirit of addictions in Jesus' name. Ruka si de mono shatara brika di sama kusha. Rike se de bra de the front over ruka de bra lobe. Rike si de brisha. Urgusu to rubrisha tara brika de de. Loose the mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Errukusha. Loose the mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey. Isha that I rukutu rubri. We loose ourselves from everything that's not of Jesus Christ. Hey, hallelujah. All sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, sorcery, devils and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, drone spirits and their attacks, Havana syndrome and brain changes and all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons. Targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies and the work of every druid. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind all 5G and its components, all EMF attacks, all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attack, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We kurisi, we loose ourselves from the occult in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from the occult in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils in Jesus' name and their attacks. And we return the attacks to the senders in the name of Jesus. All mystic rituals and their intent. We empty and overturn all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians in the name of Jesus. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, Australian, Africa, North American, South American, Caribbean, and Latin American, black and white magic. We return it to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. All voodoo and all hoodoo, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return it to the ones that are producing it in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it back in Jesus' holy name. It has no right to attack a believer in the name of Jesus. Water spirits, spirits from under the sea. Fire of God on the inhabitants under the sea. Fire of God on the inhabitants under the sea. Fire of God on the inhabitants under the sea in Jesus' name. Closing all your portals. Closing all your portals in Jesus' name. Closing all your portals, all your water portals. Fire of God, fire of God, fire of God on every water portal in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, fire of God, fire of God on every portal. From the lakes and the streams to the seas and the oceans. Runga de Brisha that a broca babasha de Brisa, Risa that a broca de Dioso that a bre. Fire of God on every portal in the name of Jesus Christ, binding mermen and mermaids in the name of Jesus. Fire of God upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire of God upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Erugasa da bre, Risa that a breca de Dio, taking their water from them in the name of Jesus. Taking their water from them in the name of Jesus. Erugus, transferring it back to Jesus Christ, taking their waters from them, taking their fluids from them, drying them up in the fire of God in Jesus' name. Ruka de Brisha la Dio Soto Rabrike, baby. Erosun de Brisha de Rabrika de Dio Sunda Rabrikisa de Rabri, Sala de Dio Soto Rabrika de Dio Sundarabra. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide and all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air. We return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. Rusha la diosa. Rike si de brisa de brike de e shama mama kushe de. Yerro kuho rikisa de diosun de brike a de diosa. Rikisa, in place of his hypnotism, we place the blood of Jesus. In place of hypnotism, we place the blood of Jesus. In the place of hypnotism, we place the blood of Jesus. Eruguda. Shanda da bruca de diosete. Risa de la brica de diosunde de brica aja yakakuta. Yarukutu dorogutu do brisha. In the place of hypnotism, we place the blood of Jesus Christ. Ikabu. Shutu do brusa de diosata. Isha mamamamakutu do brisa de diosunde de bri. Rike de la brusha de diosunde de brica ale de diosota ba kushamai. Reke de shandere brike siti di dio sotto la brike assai. Yarriki le leesse di dio sotto la brike a. Sandere brisha de la brike di dio sotto la brike di dia. Yarraka le leosse di brisha de la brike di dio sotto. Yarriki shame gain da bruka di dio sotto la bruka di dia. Yakunda raka le len shando ro rokota. Yarriki sa be kusha mama mangusha ba. E da dio sa. We bind the prince of the power of the air. And we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind you all and chain you with eternal chains under darkness. Rulala, we bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs, spirits of evil spirits. We bind evil and wicked birds that show up on our property in Jesus' name. We bind evil and wicked birds that show up on our property, and we bind the curses that they attempt to release in Jesus' name. Esha mamamamugusa. Yarugusa de la brica de diosota. Rikesi mama mama kushe de la diosota rabri. Rikesi de la brica de arugusota. Their antics in the night, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Erunadiosuta rabri. We bind the transference of evil spirits, and we bind spirits of infirmity, and the gods of the grove, and the gods of the people of the land. All supplanting devils, and every spirit that exalts logic and science and human reasoning and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, smothering demons. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rusa de la brisha de la bruca de dia. We smother you in Jesus' name. Rusha de la bre. Kiba ba 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 shoto de brica de. We tempt the witchcraft. Erugule le diosota. From whence it came. Rusha de diosa de brica. Risa de la bruca ba 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 shande rugusa de. Yerreguta de dea. Choking us in the night. So with the sword of the Spirit, we cut off your hands in Jesus' name. We forbid you to follow us from anywhere. And if you were sent to us, we pierce you through with the sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name. And we send you back in the name of Jesus. We bind all demons sent forth to manipulate, harass, lie against us, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, assassinate, divide, corrupt, confound, undermine, despise, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind in Jesus' name. We bind the demons from our relatives that leech to us. Hey, hallelujah! In Jesus' name. We send you back to the feet of Jesus to be judged. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, false religions, spirits in the works of the oppressors, the spirit in the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, make-believe, and fantasy. The world of fantasy. Hey, hallelujah. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness, all make-believe and fantasy. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind all martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits, and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits. Hallelujah. Spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you, chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We forbid any spirit to come and attack us in such a way. We send the attack back on the spirit in the name of Jesus. We attack the spirit with the very weapon that it came to use against us in Jesus' name. We send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Ruka said, we bind all out-of-body experiences. We bind all out-of-body experiences in Jesus' name. We will stay in our bodies, for our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, until such time as the Holy Spirit removes us from the earth. We will remain in our bodies. We will remain in our bodies. We cut off every opening from the deep, every opening from the deep. We will not go through the portal in Jesus' name. We will not go through the portal. We will remain in our bodies in Jesus' name. Portals in the heavenlies. We will not leave our bodies until the Holy Spirit says so in Jesus' name. Portals in the bush. We close the portal. We will not enter into the portal. We will not enter into the portal in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your warring angels. They guard our souls, our spirits, our bodies. We bind the king of pride in the name of Jesus. Hey, we chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We strip you of all your ornamentations, all your ranks, all your titles, all your distinctions, and all your protection. Una mama mama kuta. In Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in the name of Jesus. Lord, if it can be done in the realm of the spirit and it is not of you, we bind it in the name of Jesus. It will have no authority over us. It will have no control over us, and it cannot touch us. The blood of Jesus covers us. The blood of Jesus covers us. The blood of Jesus covers us. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Moloch, Basilic, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, Baphomet, and his 72, and we chain you all with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, chains, boxes, cauldrons, souls to whole souls. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the vessel in Jesus' name and let the soul go free. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, voodoo pins and dolls, poisons, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, prayer, intent, ceremony, all the elements thereof, all the Masonic demons. We bind Baal and Osiris in Jesus' name. We bind the work of the Demole in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We renounce and denounce them all, and we loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control. And all evil done against targeted persons, we send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven, and we bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Praise the Lord. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, but in particular Christians that are being persecuted in any way, in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Lord. We cut ourselves free from any spirit seeking to pull us, from our sleep into the rukosa demonic world in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut ourselves free and we loose ourselves from such activities in Jesus' name. We say we will not go with you in Jesus' name. We will not accompany you in Jesus' name. You will not take us into the deep in Jesus' name. Yeah, we take authority over all demons of the night, bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams, and we command them to stay away. For giant warrior angels protecting us and our property as we sleep day and night. We thank you, Lord, for the fiery wall of protection that you surround us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for the warring, linking angels that surround us and your praising angels that cover us in Jesus' name. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, and we send back all curses that were sent directly to us in Jesus' name. We send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for rendering sevenfold into their bosoms their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, Lord. We destroy and burn all ungodly silver cords and ley lines, all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other form of agreement with the demonic realm. Ishada, even through our natural inheritance. Hey, we send that natural inheritance of witchcraft back in Jesus' name. We will not receive it in the name of Jesus. We break down and destroy walls of protection around shamans, nanotechnology, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, divinators, sorcerers. In Jesus' name, we break the power of love spells, vexes, hexes, curses, charms, fetishes, all other spells, psychic prayers, witchcraft, voodoo, magic, all potions, bewitchments, death spirits, pain, sickness, and torment. All psychic warfare and psychic powers, all root works, crystals, incantations, chanting, tribal rituals and sins, everything from the graveyard, we send it back to the graveyard in Jesus' name. Everything from the graveyard, we send it back. Smitty, we bind you in Jesus' name. Rusha de Diosa, Yerugula de Diosun de Brike de Sambababasha. Tribal rituals and sins. We send it all back in the name of Jesus, and we receive none of it. Father, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord coming upon our lives and overtaking us in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, and we give you praise, Lord. Amen. And the saints said, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The fire of God in our dreams. The fire of God in our dreams. The fire of God in our dreams. Well, saints, our featured psalm for tonight is Psalm 139. Our verses for meditation come from the book of Deuteronomy. Come from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. Our featured ebook is Deliverance, Releasing the Mind. Deliverance, Releasing the Mind. Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, saints. We have discussed the relationship that Jesus Christ had with his heavenly Father while he walked the earth as a human being in a male body. A human being in a male body. In John chapter 7, the Gospel of John, chapter 7, beginning with verse 29. It reads, "But I know him," Jesus said, "for I am from him, and he has sent me." So Jesus is saying that he knows the Father, and he's from the Father, and that the Father sent him. Jesus lived in a continual awareness that his Father was always with him. Jesus lived on earth as a human in a continual awareness that his Father was always with him. In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 16, Jesus said, "For I am not alone. I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me." So Jesus is saying, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. The Father is right here with me. Now, how many of you think that way continually? How many of you go around thinking all the time, I'm not by myself. The Father is right here with me. My Heavenly Father is right here with me right now. Because if you don't, then you're still thinking carnally, worldly, and not spiritually. You see, saints, you have to come to the point that you actually believe that the Father is with you continually. Whether you're awake or whether you're asleep, the Father himself is actually with you. And this is a very serious thing. You have to develop that level of awareness that you are not praying to a God that's off somewhere else. No, God is everywhere, and he's with you and in you. If you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you have not betrayed him such to the point that the Holy Spirit would depart from you. You have to develop that awareness, and no one can do it for you. It's something that you must do. You must develop and grow in the awareness of the very presence of the Godhead in you and with you. So there is literally no place that you can go by yourself. There is no time that you are ever alone. Not to mention there are heavenly angels that have been assigned to you. So there is never a moment while you're on earth that you are without the Father, without the Lord Jesus, or without the Holy Spirit, if you are in right standing with the Lord. Amen? So you must begin to behave with that level of knowledge and understanding. Once you embrace that truth and receive that truth in your mind and in your heart, it will change your disposition. It will begin to change your behavior. You must believe it. And I truly know that there are still Christians, even with this ministry, that are still praying to God who's somewhere else. No, he is not somewhere else. He's right here with you. Amen? You know, when we were children, we were taught that God is everywhere all the time. That was basic. That was before kindergarten. We were taught that God is everywhere all the time, simultaneous. And at some point, you have to receive that and believe it and embrace it and make it a part of your life. It can't just be a phrase that you heard. It has to become reality. It has to become real to you personally. It must needs be become real to you in a very personal way. Amen? In a very, very personal way. So, Jesus tells us plainly that he has oneness with the Father. Oneness. That's right. He tells us quite frankly that he has oneness with the Father while he was here on the earth even. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 15. John chapter 10, verse 15. Jesus says, "As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father. Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father." Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Brother Bill, things are starting to crawl out of my phone now. Isn't that cute? Amen. Hallelujah, it's dead now. Praise God. Amen. Jesus is saying, as the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father. That's oneness. You're going to have to think about it for a while. In the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 38, Jesus says that the Father is in me and I in him. The Father is in me and I in him. Well, if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you're supposed to know that you're in him and that Jesus is in you. But do you live moment to moment out of that reality? Do you live moment for moment out of that reality, out of that truth? Do you act every day as though you know the Father is in you, that you know Jesus Christ is in you, that you know that the Holy Spirit is in you, and that you are in Jesus Christ? Do you act that way all the time? Or are you still relating to the Lord as though he's exterior to you? You see, we're being transformed. We're being changed. We have to have the right thoughts. In the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus says, "I and my Father are one." I and my Father are one. It was through this close and intimate union with his heavenly Father that allowed Jesus to perform the works that he had been sent to do. That's right. That's how he got to do what he'd been sent to do. Jesus received strength from his relationship with his Father. Jesus depended upon his Father. He depended on it. He relied on it. He had full confidence and trust in him at all times. Amen. Last year, we embarked on a fast corporately to bring us into a greater awareness of our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen, we did. Has there been a change in you since that time? Has there been a change in you since that time? In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 28, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 28, Jesus said, I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. That's right. That's what he said. He said, I don't do anything of myself. Quite unlike the self-willed Christians that go off on their own plan doing their own thing. Jesus wasn't that way, and we shouldn't be that way either. Full of self, what self desires, self's plans, self's agenda, Jesus didn't do it that way. That's not how he handled earthly life. And we should take our example from him because he is our example. Amen? Now, in the 38th verse, John chapter 8, verse 38, Jesus said, I speak that which I have seen with my Father. Time with my Father, I've seen things with my Father, and I say those things. This relationship that Jesus had with his Heavenly Father is one that we should aspire to. We must grow closer. You see, we have these ideas in our mind, these preconceptions in our mind that block us from growth. Amen. Jesus learned from his fellowship with his Father. Jesus learned from his fellowship with his Father. In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, beginning with verse 19, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, beginning with verse 19, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what his Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Whatsoever he seeth the Father do, those things he doeth likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. Amen? That's a close, intimate, tight relationship, a very close relationship. So, you see, our Heavenly Father loves Jesus and shows him all that he does. What father doesn't want his son to take his place alongside him? We are supposed to do those things that our Father, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit have taught us to do as well. Each of us must develop a close relationship to the Lord so that we know that we are never alone, so that we know, not that we guess or think, so that we know that we know that we know that we know that we are never alone. Rather, that Christ is in us, and we are in him. The strongest bond and the strongest tie ever. Amen. There's growth for everybody here. Each of us must learn that truth, just as Jesus did. There is nothing that we can do apart from him. Each of us must learn through experience that just as Jesus did nothing apart from his Father, there is nothing that we can do apart from Jesus. There is no room for presumptuousness or self-will in this relationship. There is no room for presumptuousness or self-will in this relationship. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, beginning with verse 4. Abide in me. That means make your dwelling place, your hangout place in God. Live in him. And I in you, he says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Well, now, how is that going to work? Here you have a tree, and you have a branch that is now disconnected from the trunk of the tree. Well, how is it supposed to bear fruit? It can't, because it's been disconnected from its source of life and vitality. Except it abide in the vine. Okay, the same is true with us. No more can ye, except ye abide in me, Jesus is saying. Unless you live in Jesus and receive and embrace and know that he lives in you, you can't bring forth any fruit either. He says, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing. I think sometimes we don't take this seriously enough to meditate on that. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without being fully connected to the vine, neither can we produce fruit of righteousness if we are not fully connected to Jesus Christ. We've been talking about change and transformation, but we have to really be in Christ. We can't play with this thing. Amen. We've got to be committed and devoted. We can't play with it. We should be doing the things that the Lord reveals to us to do. Now, I was talking to someone earlier this week, and they said, I said, what are your plans? I want to do thus and thus and thus and thus. And they were all wonderful things in the Lord. However, it's not time for those things yet. There are a lot of steps and a lot of growth that come before those steps. But there are things that the Lord was telling that person right then and there to do. One thing in particular that we were discussing. And that's what that person needed to do, the right then and there thing. You see, if you continue to follow the Lord, not another spirit, but follow the Lord in the what he's telling you to do right now, he will see to it that you arrive at the things he's told you he wants to do through you. But you've got to learn to do it the right here and now thing, not allowing other things to distract you and get in the way. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. When we become united with Jesus, the Holy Spirit works in you to confirm his holy word. When you become united with Jesus, the Holy Spirit works in you to confirm the holy word of God. The works that Jesus did happened because of the Father that lived in Jesus. All of those miracles that you see Jesus doing in the Gospels, it's because the Father lived in him and Jesus was in the Father. That's how it was able to come to pass. Amen. Praise the Lord. The works that we do in grace will be accomplished because of Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit living in us. In the new birth, we are given the right and the privilege to become a son of God. Doesn't matter what your gender is. When the new birth, when you come to Jesus and receive him as Lord and Savior and ask him to forgive your sins and to come live in your heart and be your personal Savior and Lord, when that happens, you are given the right and the privilege to become a son of God. So, saints, it is time to change. It's time to change. So you've been born again. Your sins have been forgiven. You may have had some demons cast out. Well, this is not the place to stop. Most believers do. They get to that place and then they sit down and they don't do anything else but occupy the premises. But that's not what the Father has called us to. That's not it, you see. Most people come to Jesus and hoop and holler and cry about their sins and ask Jesus to come live in them. And in some cases, they receive some deliverance. In some cases, they do not. In some cases, they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In some cases, they do not. But then they come to church, and they listen to sermons, and then they don't go a bit further from there. They don't go too much farther than that. And it's difficult to get them to move forward. Well, this is not the ministry where we just stall out on Jesus. We're moving forward in his name. Amen? We're not stopping. We're going forward. No, saints, you can't stop there because there's more. But most believers stop right there. Instead of going on to become the saint who God intended for us to be when he sent us into the earth. You see, the Father had for you were conceived. He had plans for you personally before you were ever conceived, before any sperm and any egg came anywhere near anything. The Father already knew you and had plans for you. So the idea is to become what he always intended for you to become and to do the things he's always intended for you to do. So you say, well, I don't know what they are. You don't have to know yet. What you have to know is him. As you continue in a close and intimate relationship with your Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the Lord will eventually take you to those places where he wants you to do this and that and the other. But you need the relationship first. Amen? You first things still have to come first. First things still must come first. Eventually, you will become, if you don't quit, what the Lord intended for you to be when he sent you into the earth. But you see, you can't sit down on him. You must keep going forward. Amen. Most believers, after they receive the Lord and they get a little bit of ministry, they sit down and then they go backwards. They begin to go backwards and not forward. They keep living after the lust of their selfish lives. They've been cut free from those things, but they're still repeating the same old lifestyle, the same old thing. They are still lovers of themselves instead of lovers of God. Well, I love God. Well, you know, you love him as much as you obey him. They're still following their own will and not God's will. They're still not washing their hearts from wickedness that they might be saved. In Jeremiah chapter 4, beginning with verse 18, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 18, thy way and thy doings have procured these things unto thee. Thy way, thy doing have brought these things to thee. This is thy wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reacheth unto thine heart. You gonna have your way no matter what. It doesn't matter how many scriptures pastor preaches to you. You still want what you want when you want it, and you're not going to change. Well, I don't know about that. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22. The Lord says, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children. And they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil. Wise to do evil, God says. To do good, they have no knowledge. Amen. That's what he says. He says his people are foolish. And what makes them foolish? Well, they haven't known him. They are not trying to get to know him. They're not spending time with him, reverencing him or worshiping him. They're doing their own thing. They are sottish, stupid or foolish. That's what sottish means, stupid and foolish. He says this about his own children. God says his children are stupid and foolish children. They have none understanding. They know all about how to do evil, but to do good, they don't have any knowledge of that at all. No matter what he teaches them. Amen? These believers continue to walk in their own strength instead of being led by the Holy Spirit. We have talked about this before. There is no such thing as being instantly changed into the complete image of Christ. This is a process. This is a process. just as deliverance is a process and healing is a process, being changed into the image of Christ is a process. No, it's not microwavable. You cannot hit a button in your life and hit a couple of more buttons and then you're there in a minute. No, it's not like that at all. It's a slow process. If God attempted to change you that fast, it would do you much harm because you couldn't handle it. The power that it would take would be too much for you. You can't adjust that quickly. You're still human. You see, saints, Jesus learned obedience. Jesus had processes in his life. He learned obedience. It did not fall from the sky, hit him in the head, and he said, oh, I got it down. No, he learned it. He went through the process of learning obedience. And we must learn obedience as well. Transformed into the image of Christ, we must develop an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Intimate, extremely close. Always open to him, always receiving from him, not closed off. Sin not barring the way. No, I am not talking about the usual churchy, lukewarm, dry type of relationship, but instead one that allows for us to be radically saved. Well, you know that word radical usually says to some people, oh, I don't want to have anything to do with that. Well, I don't know if that's going to work out too well with your Savior. Amen? If you believe that the opinions of others are more important than the opinion of your Savior, then I believe you already have a problem. It's called sin. He says if you are ashamed of him, he won't acknowledge you before the angels. That's dangerous. You might want to rethink that one. That might not be the best idea. You see, he doesn't want this kind of surface relationship, and I don't blame him. After you hang on a cross and die for somebody's sins, they're going to offer you some surface, lukewarm relationship. I wouldn't want it either. He says he'll spew you out of his mouth, style vomiting. No, hot or cold, either on fire for him. If you're cold, he can heat you up. But if you're lukewarm, who wants that? Who wants that? You're supposed to be all for Jesus. That's right, all for Jesus. Sold out to him completely. It will not come from head knowledge. You won't get it that way. Or by confessing and claiming it alone. You know, I'm gonna claim this. Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of the process, but it's not enough to get you there. It comes as a result of our dedication. It comes as a result of our commitment to the truth of Jesus Christ. It comes as a result of our consecration, of our walking in the Spirit. This is the relationship that moves us from half-hearted commitment to experiencing life as a son of the living God. It requires spiritual strength to be brought into this place with the Lord. You see, saints, The Holy Spirit works as we yield to him. Yield means he is taking the preeminent place here. Yield, it means you have to wait and follow him. Yield, you don't get to call the shot. Yield. Amen. You know, some people end up having to learn about yield the hard way. You know, they're getting on the expressway or the highway, and there's this yield sign because someone else has the right of way. And they choose to ignore the sign and just plunge ahead, and usually it causes a problem. But you see, you can't treat the Holy Spirit that way. He has the right of way. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So you must yield to him. Amen. That's as simple as I can put it. It is a deliberate choice that we decide to make. There's a decision involved, and it's yours to make. It is not enough to desire it. You must actually seek after it. You must set your mind and your heart to it. And it must fill your life. It must fill your life. Suffering is involved. No cross, no crown. Many will become distracted by the cares of this life and living the good life. You see, living the good life often gets in the way. You know, the comfortable living, where radically living for Jesus is just too risky or outside of the norm. That's what keeps a lot of people from witnessing. They don't want to be thought of as religious. They don't want to be thought of as one of those Jesus freaks. They don't want to be thought of as one of those Christians. So they don't witness. They don't open their mouths. They don't say anything. But they always want the Lord to bless them. They haven't witnessed to 5 people in 10 years. Amen. You see, they don't want to be that risky. They don't want to be that radical. They don't want to open their mouth and say the truth about Jesus to anybody. They want all the blessings, but they don't want to walk on the edge. They don't want to be on the cutting edge with the Lord. Well, saints, we are called to far more than this. We are not to be changed and adapted to this world, but instead, the Father has intended for us be conformed to the image of his son Jesus. Amen. He has intended for us to be conformed to the image of his son Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and forward. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and forward. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are obedient to God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed image of his son, We are called to be conformed to Jesus Christ, not the world. We're not called to fit in with the world. We're called to be conformed to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ didn't fit in with the world. And we're not called to blend in with the world. We're called to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. We think differently. We see differently. We speak differently. We behave differently. We're not just like the world. We have a different point of view. Amen. That's who we're supposed to be. This change, this transformation must first take place in our mind. It's got to start in our mind. And then in our heart. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, to its standards, to its mandate, to what it thinks is important. Don't be molded in that way. But be ye transformed. Remember, we talked about the caterpillar to the butterfly. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How will we change? How are we transformed? How are we changed into Christ's image? By the renewal and refreshing of our mind. You see, we are told we have to love the Lord with all of our mind. But do we do that? Amen? But do we actually do that? There will be limitations in your mind. They've already been built in. Preconceived ideas, man-made plans that will hinder you from rising up in this hour as a son of the Most High God who lives daily in the fullness of his inheritance. There are going to be challenges to you living this way, should you decide to follow Jesus to this extent. Don't let blockages stop you. You must rid yourself of any limitations, for your mind must be delivered and renewed. Your mind must be delivered and renewed. Amen? Amen. So that's what we're talking about tonight. That's what we're talking about. Amen? That's what we're talking about. Time for us to realize that God didn't call us just to sit here and hear sermons, and that's nice. No, he's called us to become somebody in Christ. He's called us to conform to how Jesus is, called us to be different from who we are on our own. He's called us to do certain things, but you can't do them if you're not the right person to do the job. And we're becoming the right person to do the job. Amen? Amen? Amen. Brother Bill, how you doing? How are you doing? Amen.
I'm here, Pastor Sabrina. I'm here. We have some awesome praise reports tonight. Lena has a praise report. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He healed me from COVID. Thanks to all the saints for coming in agreement according to the word of God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. These saints, she put her prayer request in the prayer room, and the Lord answered it. We praise you, Lord, for that. And Dana has a praise report. This morning, I walked up. My little dog awoke to tummy problems. After our second visit outside in the freezing cold, I decided to anoint him. Immediately after anointing him, his stomach stopped the rumbling, and he was ready to play. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Irie has a praise report. I bought an item on the internet. They then went back into my credit card and drew out another $200, starting and making me a subscriber, paying some monthly fees. This was not authorized by me. The Lord led me to a blog talk. Pastor was praying against theft on the internet and asked the Lord to return it. I got my money back. This goes back to the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that. Deborah L. has a praise report. This morning, after putting a prayer in the Lord to destroy the machine at the military base that would hum loudly for several days on end, it stopped and it hasn't started again. Praise you, Lord. It also ran several days before a major weather change. Thank you, God, for giving us some peace here. Awesome, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you for that. RT has a praise report. I thank God for the late Dr. Pat praying for me in regards to my tithes when I first came to MIC. In the charismatic church, I gave faithfully to tithing and offering and didn't know any better. Little did I know they were praying my money right out of my hands. After coming here, however, when I left those kind of churches, I could not tithe. My finances were depleted, no job, and couldn't get a job. I struggled in this area for many years. I knew something was wrong, just didn't understand what at the time. Dr. Pat prayed for me, and since then the Lord has shown me so much. They caged my finances, among other things. I received a breakthrough, deliverance from what they had done to my finances, and I'm still receiving because it became a stronghold. Now, when the devil tries to attack, I know what to do. I'm so grateful to God for this ministry. I see God moving now, just in my finances, but in all other areas of my life. I give God all the glory and praise. I just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. That's an awesome praise report. And NK has a praise report. I'm so grateful for this body of Christ and how we really do sharpen one another. For days, I have been meaning to search out more blood scriptures for memorization and warfare, but I hadn't got to it. During church on Sunday, my beautiful brother posted some for me to benefit from. Thanks to you, all the saints. Thank you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Amori has a praise report. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for I praise you for revealing my career path to me. Thank you for ordering my steps. I just praise you for that, Lord. And Amori has another praise report. There was a lump and a sore I found 20 days ago under my left breast. It has disappeared. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And NK has praise. Pastor prayed to see us, to see the truth in our relationships. Today, I did. Daily, I've been undermining God's sovereignty in my life. I've been a puppet on a string, acting out and getting exhausted. Now I understand why I haven't been able to patiently possess my soul consistently. I was in idolatry. Thank you, Jesus, for waiting, for wanting my total devotion. Praise you for that, Lord. You are cleaning all of us. Praise you, Lord. And Dana has a praise report. I drove on a section of road that had been a problem. I need to practice, but it's a start. God is so great and faithful. Before service, I had a good 15 minutes of pouring out my heart, and he answered many of my questions in the sermon that Dr. Sabrina shared. I also thank her for being a willing vessel of the Lord. Our Holy Father revealed some things that need to be thrown away today. Another answered prayer from the previous night. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Praise you, Lord. And God also, I bless God for rest. It's highly underrated. I praise God for deliverance that I received after recasting the message of stolen mind. And I could see a significant difference almost immediately. Heavenly Father, I bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Caroline has a praise report. ENR has gotten a permanent job. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Dina has a praise report. Thank you, Jesus, for going ahead of me and making a task I dreaded doing to go better than expected. Thanks for telling me the right day and time to accomplish it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Yes, he does make those crooked paths straight, makes things easier. And Amori says, he has another praise report. I looked back in my notes and saw all my prayers regarding my career path. God has answered, and though I'm not there yet, he showed me my calling career. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And DCH has a praise report. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to evangelize to 3 store employees a couple of days ago. Thank you for having the items on sale at the grocery store that you knew I wanted to buy. When I went to buy a couple of pieces of lumber at the home improvement store, you had what I needed in the store scrap pile, and they were 70% off the regular price. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. These are wonderful praise reports, and I just praise you and give you glory, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. And now back to you, Pastor.
I thought you had a praise report, too.
Oh, Pastor, I don't. So many of them.
Okay.
Every day I see miracles. There was a man I prayed for last week. I was training a new inspector in my job. Friday we started. He called me and told me he had to go in Monday for open heart surgery. And he said I needed to pray for him. I said, okay, well, let's pray right now. And I prayed for him with that other inspector. He's in agreement. And you know what? He texted me Monday and said, everything went perfect. He had no problems. We just give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord Jesus, because you're there every time we need you, every time we pray. If we'll just keep your commandments and do what's pleasing in your sight is all you ask from us, and we give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Those are some wonderful, wonderful praise reports, and there are more praise reports out there. But some of you are shy, and some of you are ashamed. Amen. Yes, Pastor knows already. Amen. The devil tried to kill you in the middle of the night, and the Lord stopped him. But you won't come give the praise report. Now, saint, come on. Give God the glory. Amen. No matter what it is, give God the glory. Amen? He deserves it. He's worthy of it. Give him the praise and the glory. Don't sit on your hands and say, well, you know how you don't do the Lord that way. Treat him right. Amen? Treat him right. Things were going wrong, and he opened the door for you, then you ought to give a praise report. Amen? Amen. You know it. Praise the Lord. You're the one that gets the strength when you do it. You're the one that gets the reinforced blessing when you do. So pastor's encouraging you. Give the praise report. You know that God is doing more than Brother Bill has the opportunity to read to us. But you have to be willing to place your praise report into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Amen? Amen. I had a wonderful, absolutely stupendous blessing today. Something that was going wrong that I couldn't fix, I couldn't do a thing about it. God saw to it that it got fixed. Amen. And fixed better than I expected. And I'm grateful to the Lord for his intervention. Amen. He knew exactly what I needed. Amen. I know that you have praise reports because I know God and I know he's moving. Amen. So everybody that didn't put their praise report in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, feel free after the broadcast to put your praise report in. Amen. You know, there's some of you, you actually have prayer requests that you won't list in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. You have a legitimate, bona fide prayer request, but you won't put it in there. And so that hinders us, all the rest of us, from coming into agreement with you publicly. That's right. That's important before the throne of God. And because you keep it to yourself, you know, it kind of hinders, you know, things could go even better for you if you would just put it in there so we could come in agreement. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. So when we come into agreement with you, so much more power is released. One of us can put 1,000 to flight, and two of us, you go look up the scripture. Amen? So stop sitting there on your prayer request. Put it in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Stop sitting there on your praise report. Put it in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Amen? The Bible says for us to rejoice with you. But we can't if you won't share it. Amen. Amen. That's what the Bible says. And we're going to do what the Bible says do. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go to our guest call-ins now. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. So we're oops. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to go there now, and we're going to area code 952. You're on the air in Jesus' name.
And we're going to area code 952.
Hi, Pastor. Hi, Pastor Sabrina.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling to give a testimony. When you prayed for me last week about when I gave my testimony about the friend that I threw all her stuff out, and then you prayed for my mind, under mind control. But after that, I just became tired, but for a while I had been where I would just fall asleep and it was like I was under a spell, and I would hear a tom or a bell or something and I would wake up. But this morning it was like a door slamming and something like physically broke in my mind, in my head, and I woke right up. And I woke right up with a burst of energy. I was so full of energy, wide awake. Any other time, I would wake up drowsy, or it's like I was drugged, or it was like I wasn't controlling my mind. It was like I was being made to put to sleep and not get up. But God really broke that this morning, truly broke it, and with a burst of energy behind it. I just want to thank him for that. My mind is clear.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
And,
everybody put your hands together for Jesus. Amen.
Because after that, I got some mind scriptures, and I was reading scriptures on the mind. And as fast as matter of fact, the featured ebook, I've been studying that the last couple of days. That's good. The Lord took me to that. So I just want to give God all the praise of the work that he's doing in me to restore me. I am
Amen.
Grateful. And thank you for your prayers. And
you're
same.
Quite welcome. Amen. You see, sometimes people that seem to be friends are not necessarily friends. Sometimes they work powers mm-hmm. on you. And because you trust them, you think that they're your friends, but they're not. They're your enemies. But God will reveal it to you if you ask him. He'll show you. Amen. Sister, I want to thank you for calling in and sharing your testimony. Because somebody else has one, but they were too scared and too chicken to call. But we love them. They'll call one day. Area code 470. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Dr. Sabrina, hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
I was going to call. I knew that I was going to call this morning because, you know, the Holy Spirit revealed it to me, but then when you did the deliverance, you know, I mean, it seemed like you hit everything that I was going to ask about. You know, I've been under the weather for this is going the third week, and it seemed like I had a relapse. I was getting better, and then all of a sudden I was getting worse, and it just is really draining me. It's like I'm just, you know, I'm really tired, and then also it comes and it goes. I have this heaviness around my neck, and sometimes it feels like it is choking me. So I know I received deliverance, you know, during the beginning of the opening, and I thank you, Jesus, for it, and I thank you for it. So I asked him, and he still wanted me to call in.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that I do want I want prayer for my spiritual growth. I've grown so much in this ministry, but I know that I have some hindering, some blocking somewhere, and I want to break that out. I want to pull my light. I've been saying this here recently. I want to pull my light out from under the bush, and I want to put it in my windowsill. And you know, if we can have prayer for that, that I think that would be really good.
All right. Well, then you're really going to enjoy this fast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Rike meshanda rugusa te kita na kunda nier rugusa te ha ta do regise me kuze ki edera barosa le de yosta de Satan stop it in Jesus' name. You've been doing this to her her whole life. You've been pulling this stunt on her year after year after year after year. You can start coughing. But you're not going to get away with it anymore. Come out now in the name of Jesus. You've already been bound. Come out now, the whole horde of you. Come out in the name of Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. There's nothing to hide behind. Runga de Brisha, de Oso to the Bricky, alala. Sulla la Dio Sunday Brisha, de Brick it, break 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 it. From childhood forward, you come out in Jesus' name. You've intimidated her long enough. Now you come out of her. The whole root bone, come out in Jesus' name. Go into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. The entire root ball, you come out. The whole sword, the very point of impact. Oh, shit. The place of initiation. You all come out, all of you, in the name of Jesus. You've been furrowed and burrowed down in her for so long. But you're coming out tonight in Jesus' name. You can't stay. There's no place for you there. That place belongs to the Holy Spirit. That place belongs to the Lord Jesus. It doesn't belong to you. So you got to go. Yes, you're too prideful to want to come out completely on the air, but you're coming out in Jesus' name. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. And we bind all reinforcing devils in Jesus' name. All the reinforcers, you're bound. Hey, hallelujah. All the bondages in the mind, all the hindrances and blockages in the mind, we break your grip and hold in her life right now in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in her life. We break your grip and hold in her life. We break your grip and hold in her life. We break your grip and hold in her life. We break your grip and hold in her life. Come out of her. Come out of her. Rule la dia standa, rule la dia si. Riquecite de brucha de diosa capa baba puta. We tear those walls down in the name of Jesus. All of those walls, we tear you down now. We crush you to powder in Jesus' name. There it is. Come on out. There's no place for you to run or hide to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Burn. Burn. Inadequacy, you got to go too in Jesus' name. Isha me rugusa. Ede rugusi me mokotorobri. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Irushata. Bubori de Diosuta. Isha de Diosa, Rigisa. She doesn't have to measure up. Ruka de Brisha de Broca de Diasaha. Origer de Brisha de Broca, Baba Baba. She's made sufficient in Jesus Christ. His grace is sufficient for her. Routing out that's burned in. Routing out that which is burned in. Come on out in Jesus' name.
Rite derro gohama. Or gise te de brisa. E de de oso. Peeling you out of every layer. Ushe, hallelujah. Peeling you out of every layer in Jesus' name. Re de darro kamba. Sulla de dio surre bababakushe me 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 kuta. Is it there? Rude de futuro prese. Re ki bababa rude de dio sundra bra kisa. Eha. That's right. Come on out. E rude de dia saha. E der rikise. E she's good enough. Re de da brusha de dia kaha mama mama sa. Every lying voice that has been speaking to her from childhood forward, I mute you, muzzle you, and gag you with the blood of Jesus. All of those lies, deceptions, and delusions, you are bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her. All of those iron bars, we cut you asunder in Jesus' name. We break through the prison bars, and we set the captive free in Jesus' name. We break through the prison bars, and we set the captive free in Jesus' name. We destroy the cage, and we set the hallelujah, and we set the captive free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Yara, uncaged in Jesus' name. Uncaged in Jesus' name. Uncaged in Jesus' name. Uncaged in Jesus' name. Uncaged. Shackles broken and destroyed. Shackles broken and destroyed. Shackles broken and destroyed in Jesus' name. Come on out, all of it. Chains. Each link destroyed. Come on out of her in the name of Jesus. Yerra, ankle weights broken and destroyed in Jesus' name. False yokes destroyed in Jesus' name. Eshia rule de Dios, bebe, curre stella de Dios, sunde brisha la la diasa. Amen. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus for the Lord Jesus to fill those empty places with his Holy Spirit and holy fire and come and burn the rest of those spirits out in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and release your prayer language.
Thank you, Lord.
There's more coming out. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Pastor.
Just keep praising the Lord.
I will. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. You too. God bless you.
Lord. Area code 952. I just talked to you. You still okay? You still okay? I take it that you are. Praise the Lord. Amen. Area code 9042, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, Pastor.
Amen. Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Good. I was calling because I believe the Holy Spirit led me to go into the queue. Basically, the message that was given today really spoke out to me. And I believe it's time for a change in my walk with Christ, meaning that I need to be more obedient. But I feel like I am hindering myself from being more obedient to God.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yes. Sometimes you're your own worst enemy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would just like prayer regarding that.
All right. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the ties from the past that hold our sister in bondage, with the sword of the Spirit, I cut her free from all of them in Jesus' holy name. Cauterizing the end. Hush you! Lord, there's stuff you're going to uproot out of her on this fast. And it's not pretty stuff either. Lord, she's come tonight, and she's asking for your help. She's asking for your mercy. She knows she sabotages herself. And we bind that spirit in her and the spirits that are behind that spirit in Jesus' name. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Lord, to open her eyes. Jesus, you're the blind man healer. Open her eyes so she can see what you're trying to show her. Amen. Open her eyes, Lord, so that she can see clearly what you've been trying to show her for some time. And cause her, Lord, to have the sense of the matter, to have the understanding, the sight and the understanding. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The sight and the understanding and the willingness to listen to your counsel to her and to humble herself and to strictly obey you in Jesus' name. We thank the Lord for this. Grace. I see arm rails going up. Hey, hallelujah. I see arm rails going up, the kind that keep you from walking off the sidewalk into traffic. These are from God. You might not like them, but they're from God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Call us back.
Thank you.
We'll pray for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Praise you, Lord. You're so good, Lord. You are so good. Area code 3367. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, Pastor Sabrina.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm fine. I want to get prayer or a word of knowledge on three things going on in my house. There's a popping noise, like when my thermostat goes off. it'll make this loud popping sound. And I'm thinking it's a poltergeist. I've prayed it out, and then it'll go back in there again and get loud, or to go low. And also, I still wonder, is there anything in my house that people are still able to astral project in my house? Because they like to pop bottles as a way to, you know, aggravate me. Pop water bottles. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds silly, mm-hmm. but that's what they do. And okay. Another thing, oh, go ahead.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was just saying, okay, keep talking.
All right, and the last thing is my body vibrates. I want to know if that's just one of that. Is that pulse weapon that they be using where your body just vibrating, or is that a demon?
When it could be
sometimes
both.
Sometimes I feel something. Okay, so they just kind of confuse you with it. Okay. Because I've had something crawl up my leg, like you said, that gentleman that called last week. I bind that, and that will stop. But that vibration is hard for me to. I bind it, and it won't. It's just hard for it to stop.
You gonna have to fast. So we got a fast coming up.
Yes,
I'm
ready.
It begins on February 9th at 12:01 a.m.
Next Wednesday, yep.
Yes, ma'am. And it runs all the way through February 18th
mm-hmm.
at midnight. And the Lord
okay.
will work on a lot of things in a whole lot of people. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, yes, Father, I thank you for it. There's something in your house that's providing an open
okay.
door. So you
okay.
need to play emergency house cleaning yet again and ask the
okay.
Lord to open
I
your
will.
Eyes. We're going to pray for the Lord to open your eyes and to open your hearing so you can hear the Holy Spirit tell you, look here.
Okay,
it's
can
not
I ask you this a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's hidden. I had a dream where I saw an elephant. Okay, I know where that elephant is. It's an elephant in one of in some property in another state that I need to get out of there and destroy. But I saw it in my dream. Could that be telling me that's an open door as well? Could it be in another house or it's in my actual
yes,
house?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Is
both
it in your belongings?
Which one?
Both.
It's
is
in
it,
my family
in your,
home.
Okay, then that's an open door because
yes,
it's within. Yeah. It's an open
it's
door.
It's in another state, but it still can affect me here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, the Lord, he showed it to me. He showed it. Came, it was clear in a dream. It's that elephant. It's an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still
well,
going to play it because it might be something else. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all right. That's fine. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for uncovering the elephant. We bind that elephant and all the spirits that are connected to it in Jesus' name. We put it in the spiritual cage. We chain it with eternal chains under darkness in the name of Jesus. And, Father, at her first opportunity, our sister will destroy that thing. However you indicate
yes,
to her to destroy it in Jesus' name. Because
yes,
the word
this
says
is Dana,
that's what
by
we're
the way.
Supposed to do. That we're supposed to destroy those wicked things in Jesus' name. We
yes,
just want
Lord.
To thank you for that. Now, Lord, what's in the air conditioner? Is she? Oh, he says that's related to what he showed you.
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah. Okay, now the body vibration, the fast is needed
mm-hmm.
for that.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
We take authority, dominion, and power over the connections to our sister that allow the demons access in Jesus' name. We cut off the connections with the sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Rigeta, and we cauterize the ends in Jesus' name. We seal them and close them forevermore. Rikotoriki, we bind all reinforcing devils in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the deliverance
you,
that's coming through the fast. Come on, take a deep breath. And
thank you,
stop
Jesus.
That's not Jesus in you. That's a devil. Come on out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of her. From the root, from the root, from the root, from the root, in the name of Jesus, from the root. Amen. We bind the familiar spirits behind it in the name of Jesus. I bind the crystal balls in Jesus' name. Blindness to the seer in Jesus' name. Transferred in, you're bound in Jesus' name. Here's your transfer to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come on out of her. Come on out of her in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of every part of her. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Hey. You've already been bound. Come on out in Jesus' name. All that witchcraft has been worked on her. You come on out in the name of Jesus. All that witchcraft has been worked on her. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come on out. All of it. Every bit of it. From the root. Holy fire of God on the root. Fire of God to consume the root in Jesus' name. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You can't stay there. We break your claws off in Jesus' name. We take that ground back with the blood of Jesus. We take the ground back. We bind all of her strong men in Jesus' name, and we connect you and call you all out at once in Jesus' name. Come on out. All those powers that have been worked against her, come on out of her in Jesus' name. Shield of faith raised in Jesus' name. Rabba baba, kuba baba ruche. Runde de baka di di asi de rabrusha de di ha ha mama makuta. Riki si de rabrusha de di asi de osuta da brika. Yarriki hale de osuta da briki si de osa. Yarriki hale. Hallelujah. Esha. Separating her from you in Jesus' name. Separating her from you in Jesus' name. Separation, 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 separation in Jesus' name. Separation in the name of Jesus. Come on out, all of it, every bit of it. Separation. Come on out, the whole room fall. Fire of God on all of it. The fire of God on all of it in Jesus' name. Fire of God, fire of God, fire of God on all of it in the name of Jesus. Suffer not a witch to live in Jesus' name. Suffer not a witch to live in Jesus' name. Amen. all of that witchcraft Amen. That's been worked over the years. Come on out. Every sacrifice, every ritual, every ritual, we break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in her life in Jesus' name. Every ritual. We break your grip and hold in her life. Come on out. The whole ritual, everything that came with it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your power at work, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All those rituals. We break every demonic dedication in Jesus' name. Every demonic dedication. All superstition. Mm-hmm. All voodoo. Come out in the name of Jesus. All demonic sacrifices. Come on out in Jesus' name. All evil dedication and all evil plans and plots for her life, you are bound in Jesus' name. We send you into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every evil plot, every evil agenda, every evil plan, bound forevermore in Jesus' name. Come on out. We pivot her into righteousness. Hallelujah, that is right. We pivot her into righteousness in Jesus' name. He's leading her in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And we remove, I see this huge tree laying across a path. Isha, rumba babe. Father, we thank you for removing it out of the way. It's a fallen tree, but it's big, and it's laying across a pathway. We send it back from where it came from in the name of Jesus. Father, we cut her free from every soul tie, every relationship, every association that brings witchcraft with it in Jesus' name. We cut her free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Yep. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The Lord says it's a close association.
A close association. Oh, my Lord.
Uh-huh, that's what it
is. And they're doing something to me, or I need to let them go. They are. Oh, my
Yes, they are. Yes, you need to let them go.
I have a cousin that's deep into witchcraft, and she's proud of it. So it could be her, but I don't know. But I'll ask the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the revelation.
Take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit burn those spirits out. Deep breath.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Be kofa. Take it, baby. Mama kota de gade baba kota to. He kota mama mama na na de gade baba bata to kare meko kama bata to. He la to ke meko kono mama bata kwa. He kote ke koko no mama mama de gade la baba mama bata koko de baba bata ta. He koko mama kota baba ta. Be take it, mama bata da 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 de mama bata koko mama bata baba to. He keto mama poke de de baba mama na ta de baby gade la de mama kama mama to ke de mama bata de baba ta ta ba de ke de ba. Kwa pe de baby baby. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind every sinus infection. Hey, in Jesus' name, we command it to come up and out of the saints of God in Jesus' name, every sinus infection. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ and all of the symptoms that come with it. We command the swelling in the sinuses to go down now. We arrest the infection itself in the name of Jesus. We send the blood of Jesus all through the sinuses, through the ear, nose, and throat right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge. Amen. Adjudications from the righteous judge concerning records that show foreigners registered to vote and actually voted in North Carolina elections. This information will be disclosed by the state's Board of Elections as a result of its legal settlement with an electoral integrity group. The January 31st announcement that a settlement had been reached came weeks after Garbutt Pinkwa, looks like what it says, it'd help if I put my glasses on, of Garner, North Carolina, was arrested and charged with falsely claiming to be a U.S. citizen in order to register to vote, voting by an alien, and passport fraud. Authorities say the Bahamas native, who is not a U.S. citizen, voted in every primary and general election from 2018 through 2020. The legal complaint against the North Carolina State Board of Elections and its executive director, Karen Brinson Bell, was filed on June 17, 2019, and later amended, according to the Public Interest Legal Foundation, which brought this lawsuit in federal court in North Carolina. The settlement is a victory for transparency in elections. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's the truth, okay? We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Biden's tyranny against unvaccinated Americans, that it's his cover-up for all his failures. Many companies in the U.S. Started firing unvaccinated Americans, and the recent company to implement this unconstitutional vaccine mandate is T-Mobile. According to an internal company memo posted on some news outlet, T-Mobile USA Inc. will fire corporate employees who are not fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by April 2nd. Further, employees who failed to show proof of its first vaccination by February 21st will be placed on unpaid leave. Employees who do not become fully vaccinated and obtain a magenta pass will be terminated by April 2nd. The memo says, quote, employees who have not yet taken action to receive their first dose and upload proof by February 21st will be placed on unpaid leave. Affected employees who do not become fully vaccinated and obtain a magenta pass by April 2nd will be separated from T-Mobile, as in fired. Those employees who have a pending or approved medical or religious accommodation or state-specific exemption through the human resources process are excluded from this action for the duration of their pending or approved accommodation or exemption. However, mobile experts at T-Mobile stores who are more at risk of getting COVID are not required to get vaccinated. In retail, where we don't have control of who enters, our mobile experts have served customers incredibly well through the pandemic. We'll continue to take precautions like masking and encourage mobile experts to be vaccinated but not require it. We will also be encouraging regular testing. Amen. So that's how that went. Amen. That's how that's going. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's see. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning in what police called a terrorist act. Two unidentified men followed a pastor returning home in his car after a Sunday worship service and shot him to death in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar, which in 2013 was the scene of one of the deadliest attacks on Christians in the country. The pastor, identified as 75-year-old William Saranj of Shaheed-e-All Saints Church from the Church of Pakistan denomination comprising Methodist and Anglican churches, was shot twice in the abdomen as he and his colleague, identified as Pastor Patrick Naheem, were driving home from church on Sunday. The shooting occurred near Ring Road in the city's Gulbahar area, leaving Pastor dead and Pastor Naheem injured, Pakistan's Dawn newspaper said, adding that Naheem had been discharged from the hospital where he was treated for minor injuries. Well, isn't that exciting? Amen. All you have to do is be a pastor and go home from church on Sunday to get murdered. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning a COVID-19 testing company faked test results and didn't have licenses to operate testing sites, according to a new lawsuit. The Center for COVID Control claimed to provide COVID-19 tests throughout Washington State for free and promised to provide results within 48 hours. But in reality, the company gathered patient insurance information and provided invalid COVID-19 test results or no results at all, according to the 14-page suit filed in King County Superior Court by Washington State Attorney General Robert Ferguson. Former employees told prosecutors that the company, which lacked licenses to operate in much of the state, was not able to process all of the tests it received, and owners were accused of refusing to hire more workers. Instead, the company allegedly stored tests in garbage bags for over a week rather than refrigerating them and backdated collection dates so that the samples could still be processed. As trash bags of tests piled up and my team was instructed to lie to patients on a daily basis, I had had enough. I first requested a demotion from my shift lead position, and shortly after that, I quit, one ex-worker said, who was based in Illinois. Center for COVID Control contributed to the spread of COVID-19 when it provided false negative results. Ferguson said in a statement. These sham testing centers threaten the health and safety of our communities. They must be held accountable. Well, bless your name, Lord Jesus. Accountability. Who would have thought of that? Amen. Well, we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning U.S. President Joe Biden, who is looking to uncover the roots of the so-called Havana Syndrome, assigning a high-ranking intelligence official to coordinate the investigation into the mysterious sickness which has allegedly affected U.S. diplomats since 2016. The name of the official to serve as the Anomalous Health Incidents Interagency Coordinator hasn't been disclosed. But the president's memo, which was published on Tuesday, said that he occupied the position of the Senior Director for Intelligence Programs for the National Security Council staff. Updated guidelines for U.S. government employees deemed to be under threat from Havana Syndrome referred to in the memo must be prepared by February 25th, Biden said, adding that it should be done in close coordination with the newly appointed official. The alleged Havana Syndrome was first encountered among U.S. diplomats in the Cuban capital 6 years ago. Since then, the so far unexplained sickness characterized by migraines, nausea, memory lapses, dizziness, and among other things, has affected more than 1,000 American officials and family members in several countries, including Russia, China, Germany, Australia, as well as inside the U.S. The U.S. agencies investigating the phenomenon have so far been unable to say with certainty if it is the result of deliberate attacks with the use of some untraceable microwave weapons, a byproduct of surveillance technology, or just a hoax. An advocacy group representing those affected by the disease has slammed the CIA's findings, argued that they lacked interagency coordination and ended up being an undermining of the intent of Congress and the president to stand with us and reach a government-wide consensus as to what is behind this. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, Jesus is on the throne, and things are happening in the world, saints. Things are happening, and God is uncovering all kinds of things. Amen. Brother Marshall, we're ready to pray.
Thank you, Jesus, for making us ready to pray. Thank you for speaking us into being, Father, by your word, the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your mercies that are new each and every day. This day, and every day. And you say in your word, Father, be careful, or be anxious, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of the hearts and minds of all those within the sound of my voice and all those connected related to each of us. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for making peace by the blood of your cross. Thank you, Father, for your extraordinary and extravagant love that you sent your Son, your sinless, innocent Son, to be made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We thank you for the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. We thank you for that amazing grace. Extraordinary, extraordinary grace that Jesus, you would pour out your blood, the blood of the Creator God, to redeem us back from the devil. And you say in your word, Father, that we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death. And I thank you, Father, for not only restoring the hat that I misplaced, which I mentioned, I didn't put it in the chat room, forgive me for that, Father, but I have some physical manifestations. If anybody's listening, think I'm walking in perfect health. I am by faith, but not in reality as far as what people can see. But I don't go by what I see. I go by what's written. So, Father, I thank you. I did have one little physical manifestation that was annoying, and you took it away. I'm so grateful for that. And I'm very, very grateful Thank you, Father. We don't walk in pride anymore. We walk humbly with our God, and we keep on our gospel shoes of peace. And as we do, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under our feet shortly. And we thank you for doing so, Father. And you said in your word in Mark 3:27, is that where it is, Lord? That's where it is. Jesus speaking, and he doesn't lie. He only tells the truth. He says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. So in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in agreement with the other saints, according to Matthew 18:18, as well as Matthew 16:19, Satan, you the strong man, you the mind binder, the eye blocker, and all your underlings are perpetually, continually bound. All spirits behind mass hypnosis, mass psychosis, every spirit behind every spirit of ungodly fear, and causing people to be controlled by multiple different kinds of syndromes, kind of a thing, including people to go to the ones that are trying to keep them captive and look to them as though they're their own savior, which is absolute. We bind every spirit of insanity, generational insanity, mass insanity. Every spirit of mass insanity is bound. You, Satan, and all your underlings, every mind-blinding spirit, every eye-blocking spirit, you, the strong man, are perpetually bound, and all your underlings are perpetually bound, including all of your little witchcraft minions are perpetually bound. Every spirit trying to control people against their own will, every spirit of enslavement is bound. We quote it, we bind the one who's trying to enslave the human beings created in the image of God, who in the United States, by the Declaration of Independence, are given the privilege of having the pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Liberty. We think of the glorious liberty of the children of God, even as it is written not only in Galatians 5, but as it is written in the words of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Luke 4:18. And we thank you, Jesus, that you came, the anointed one. Thank you, Father, for anointing the Lord Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, that he went about not only doing good and healing all those oppressed of the devil. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And guess what? He dwells in the body of Christ. That's what he said in Acts 26:14. Jesus said to Saul of Tarsus, before he was called Paul, Saul, Saul, in the Hebrew tongue, why do you persecute me? So whatever anybody does to the least of these, they're doing unto Jesus, like it says in Matthew 25, I think it's verse 40. So anybody coming against any member of the body of Christ, not just the pastor that was slain and the other one that was injured in Pakistan or any member of the body of Christ, they're doing it to trying to do it to Jesus. And the curse calls this, better not come in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us. We thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name, because Jesus cannot lie. We thank you, Father, for restoring the glory the Lord Jesus had with you from before the foundation of the world, even as he prayed to you, Father, in John 17:4. And it says in John 17:11, Jesus said, I know more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Thank you, Father, for keeping us right now by your own name. And thank you, Jesus, for declaring the name of the Father, even in the midst of the congregation. Thank you for that name, the name above all names. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. That's the name above Satan. That's the name above fear. That's the name above taking anxious thought for tomorrow. That's the name again above selfishness, above idolatry. Every spirit of Korobotera, every spirit behind every cult in Jesus' name, including the medical cult. Oh, we have to worship this new medical test. Oh, we have to run to the doctor because the doctor's going to save me. No, there's only one Savior, only one name given to men under heaven whereby we must be saved, and that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that's the name we come against you, Satan, and you're bound in that because of the name of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your demonic assignment is to steal, kill, and destroy, and every witchcraft curse sent against every one of us in all these situations Dr. Sabrina just read about are returned. Every one of these situations, every spirit of mind control, every spirit of trying to steal, kill, and destroy are bound, and every witchcraft curse returned on the heads of the demons, including those behind the mass hypnosis, returned at least simple continued repetition as the spirits of sin do those spirits that tend to us. Every spirit of attack coming against every member of the body of Christ, those coming into the body of Christ and all the children are bound and gagged. Every spirit of ungodly control from the computer, from computer games, from every spirit trying to come against the eye gate, the ear gate, every access to each one of us, every one of our hearts and minds, every ungodly spirit, our chemical attacks, electronic attacks, from 5G, every other ungodly attack, bound and gagged because of the blood of the covenant. We cancel our assignments in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. In Jesus' name. Father, so we come, continue to come boldly before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus, just like it says in Hebrews not only 4:16, but also Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Only way any of us are righteous, because Jesus loved us after we repented of our sins and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Thank you for loving us so perfectly, Lord. And perfect love casts out all fear, every spirit of ungodly fear. We bind you. You're bound and gagged. Go into the cage and never more return. In Jesus' name, nothing further to do with any one of us. All is connected, related to each of us. Every mind-controlled spirit is perpetually bound. Father, for every one of these situations, we ask for divine intervention and adjudication. We thank you, Father God. You put the government on Jesus' shoulders, just like it says in Isaiah chapter 9. And he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, even as it is written not only in Revelation 17:14, but several other places in the scripture in Jesus' name. In fact, his name is written on his thigh. I think that's in Revelation 19:16. Maybe I'll look that one up real quick. Father God, help me and each one of us to hide the word of God in our hearts that you want. Inspire me to know which word you want me to hide in my heart and to work on it the way you want by the power of your spirit. Thank you for not leaving us as orphans, Father. We've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We thank you for delivering us all. We give you praise and honor and glory. That's where it is, Revelation 19:16. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, that means not only Biden and Trump and Macron and Trudeau, but all the people who think they're leaders, all the people that have maybe a little bit puffed up, every spirit of Leviathan is bound and gagged, but even Lucifer himself, that some of those people from the Vatican and other places like to worship, you, Satan, are bound in Jesus, and you're under the feet of Jesus. Everything's under the feet of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're bound, and everyone of your underlings are bound in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for your divine adjudication from the righteous judge concerning this situation about the election in North Carolina. We thank you for exposing another little aspect, even as Mike Lindell has done a fabulous job of exposing a whole lot of it, although a lot of people in the mainstream media don't seem to want to put it out in public. I wonder why. We bind every one of those ungodly spirits trying to hide the truth, every one of Satan's little minions, because he comes to hide things. But the Lord comes to expose things. And we thank you, Lord, for exposing what needs to be exposed in your perfect way and in your perfect time. Our times are all in your hands, Lord. And you said in Luke 8:17, as several of the saints put in the chat room, for there is nothing secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. We thank you, Father, sometimes even this puppet ruler in the United States called Biden, apparently the press secretary, whatever her name is, she referred to him as President Obama. Interesting slip of the tongue. Interesting. I wonder if that was just a little faux pas. So, Father, we ask that all these things that are done in secret be brought into the light. We thank you for the Epoch Times reporting this thing that Dr. Sabrina read about and exposing what's being done, not just concerning this one person from Bahamas who voted, but all the other fraud in the last election, Father God. So when the upcoming election comes, there can actually be a genuine election where people actually have one true citizen in the United States with one legal vote, without people pulling all kinds of little strings. We bind all those ungodly, manipulating spirits trying to affect the elections in every area, stuffing ballot boxes and all the nonsense and all the stuff with the different electronic platforms they've been using in the recent years, even as they overturn things down in Venezuela. They have to practice down there. They get to put it into full-fledged use up here. Isn't that lovely? And we bind all the ungodly people bringing these things about, including those that pretend to be defending the people of the United States of America, which might be working for other agendas, including those that cut about that. About. We bind every spirit of ungodly fear, including those that have been blackmailed, because the CCP got all their private information in Jesus' name. Those working the CIA and all these other groups that have been blackmailed, those in the judiciary and other branches of government that have been blackmailed. We bind every one of those spirits of ungodly fear. We cancel their assignments to all those in any position that are supposed to be serving the citizens of the United States of America, the true legal citizens in Jesus' name. We bind every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication by our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, concerning this business with what they're trying to ran through with all the so-called mandates, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for not just overturning the mandates, but we fully expect that because you said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. But all those from the middle way, there are some people that want full-fledged tyranny. And then there are other people from the middle ground that don't want to just kill all their children. They don't want to just force the mandates. They want to give people a choice, the slippery slope. But it still takes people to the same end game, where they still want to control people and bring everybody into metaverse and the fourth industrial revolution, where everybody's controlled for the 5G nonsense and what's put into people and all of that. Father, we ask you to bring, and of course, ostracizing those that didn't get graphene oxide and all that stuff injected into them, because, you can't really be a full-fledged member of this new fourth industrial revolution unless you get all the perverse gene-altering chemicals put into you and you can worship the new world order religion, the new world order religion. Father, we bind every spirit behind the whole agenda of the new world order, the new world order religion, every spirit in front, bring everybody into worship Lucifer and the Antichrist. We bind every occultic spirit in Jesus' name and all the root causes, including everything affecting this nonsense with the mandates, including affecting T-Mobile in Jesus' name. We ask you to bring it all into the light. And you said not just in Luke 8:17, but you said many other places, actually, but particularly also Matthew. I like the one in Matthew 10:26, especially because you remind us, Jesus, you said, fear them not. I don't think that was just a suggestion. Fear them not, therefore, because Jesus is all power in heaven and earth, and he's with us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. Together with God, nothing shall be impossible. And by the way, his name is Emmanuel. That means God with us. He said, fear them not in Matthew 10:26, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. God, we thank you for exposing what needs to be exposed and teaching all of your servants, Father, how you want each of us individually, maybe different for some of us, how to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Because he hung on that cross for the joy that was set before him. He lives outside of time and space. Yes, he did hang on a cross maybe 2,000 years ago. And he did come in a physical human body, look like a man. And he is the prince of over all the kings. And all the kings have to bow down to him, Father. But his eyes are red with wine. His eyes are also as a flame of fire. Help us to have a holy, holy fear of your name, Lord Jesus. A holy, holy fear of you, Lord. Because everyone's going to be salted with fire. I like the scripture in Isaiah 6 that talks about when you touch our lips with a burning coal and our iniquities are removed. Then he said, who will go for us? And we respond, here am I, send me. And we thank you, Father, that Jesus is sending us forth the same way you sent him forth, anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Because apart from you, Jesus, we can do nothing, as Dr. Sabrina already taught us and reminded us out of your word from John 15. We thank you for that, and that you are with us. And together with God, nothing shall be impossible. We thank you for delivering us all. It's that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And it says in the end of Psalm 90, when we claim the benefits of Psalm 91 over all the saints and all their family members, and I believe all the family members are coming into the body of Christ, even as Pat Holiday was standing on, particularly Acts 2:38-39, and we thank you for that. And you said in Acts 2:21, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be sozo, saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole in Jesus' name. And you said if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts, Father, not just the intellect, believe in our hearts, Father, you raised Christ Jesus from the dead, we'll be sozo, we'll be saved. Saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. So we do take the cup of salvation, drink into one spirit with you, Lord, and call upon your name. We thank you for the privilege of receiving your life. Jesus, you have power to lay down your life and power to take it up again. We thank you for your life in us by your spirit, the privilege of walking in the spirit, walking in love. even for the saints in harm's way, including those in Pakistan where this dear pastor was murdered, Father God. We bind every spirit of murder, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and to destroy individually, corporately, and every other way, trying to cause people to not have enough heat, to not have enough food, trying to cause people to be looking to government for their solution instead of, you know, the false, nasty governments that are really just little tyrants dressed up looking like, oh, we're here for you. We love you dearly, even as Dr. Sabrina read about Nancy Pelosi, and she's so concerned about the children. Father God, we bind every one of these lying and demonic spirits, Father God, and we ask that we do pray for those in leadership that you'll save the souls that can be saved. We pray for all those in leadership. If you ask us to, Father, send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. There's some that can repent, Father God, and we ask you to grant them those gifts of repentance, Father, to acknowledge the truth that they'll recover themselves from the snare of the devil, not just in this country, in Pakistan, every nation, Father God, in Jesus' name, that the police will do what you want them to do and only what you want them to do. And I thank you, Father God, that with the business that's going up on in Canada, with the truckers saying, hey, no more mandates, no more tyranny. It's freedom over fear. Freedom triumphs over fear. And how do we become free? In Jesus' name. How do we become free? Oh, he made us free by his blood. And Jesus said to those that believed on him, if you continue in my word, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free every day. A little bit more free. To whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Not just set free. It isn't like flipping a switch. Some of us takes a little bit of time. I've been going through deliverance for decades, and every day I'm getting a little bit more free. The beginning of Psalm 103 is so awesome, Lord. Self-deliverance. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. I command everything in me to bless your holy name continually, instantly, immediately, and all thoughts captive and subject to the complete obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I commit my works unto you, Lord Jesus, and my thoughts shall be established by your Spirit, Lord. Not my thoughts, your way, not my way. We ask for your divine adjudication and judgment, Father God, on these terrorist acts against the pastor that was murdered in Pakistan, in Jesus' name. We ask you to protect all your people in harm's way in every nation, Father God, not just in Pakistan, in this nation, not just in France, every nation, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication against this perverted, demonic people who are just out there to get money and put out tests that were not valid. And we thank you for bringing more whistleblowers to the front, Father God. We thank you for saying the Holy Ghost to bring conviction on those people working for all these many, many different companies that are doing things, including the news media outlets. And we hear about many of them are leaving places like Fox, where they only tell you half of the truth, and even Newsmax are only telling you a little part of the truth, and not to mention the other ones. We think that CNN's ratings are going into the trash can because people realize, hey, they're just lying to me. They're just using, what is that called, mind control manipulation. It's called what they did to the Jewish people during the beginning of World War II. They're telling people lies. So, Father God, we ask you to deliver us from every one of these deceitful and lying spirits, Father God, including those working in companies, and bring forth the whistleblowers. I thank you for many, many whistleblowers that have come forth, Father God, including the medical community. And we thank you, Father God, for that, whatever that was, a second opinion that the senator had with, what was his name, the lawyer, Tom Rentz, that came forth in the last week, Father God. Many, many things coming to the light. And we thank you for that coming to the light, Father God. We ask you to bring to light what's going on concerning what's called the Havana Syndrome. Could have anything possibly to do with the rollout of 5G, which a lot of people, even Trump, are pushing 5G. Yay, 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 wonderful. It's going to make us so technologically advanced. It's wonderful. Make us all little human-robot blends. Oh, we don't need human DNA. We like to have this new DNA. Is that right? Do we want to bow down and worship a different God than the one creator God, who I think he did a really good job in Psalm 139? I think that was the scripture. We're all fearfully and wonderfully made. Did he speak us into being? Did he say, oh, I did a good job? Yeah, he did say that in the beginning of Genesis. And we know we've had a lot of nasty spirits enter into, at least they did me. I shouldn't accuse anybody else. But they might have entered into a few other people that have had their hand out to get bribes, that are hands out to want to touch little children in ways they shouldn't be touching them. We bind every one of these perverse and ungodly spirits to trying to cause people to steal from others, trying to pervert the medical tests. And we also know, Father God, that these so-called COVID tests that they had this past year, we've all found out that even the CDC said, well, they're not really that accurate for COVID. In fact, the person who invented it said it was never designed to be a diagnostic test for anything like this. So they're coming out with new tests. But it's all a whole thing to cause people to be in fear. We bind that root cause of ungodly fear from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit because of the blood of covenant. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant in Jesus' name. Even as it is also written in Ephesians 2:4-6, but God, who is rich in mercy, thank you for amazing mercy, Father, amazing grace, and his great love wherewith he loved us, wow, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace you are saved, hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. From our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons in the second heavens to the bush and the deep to all those I, Sabrina Sessions, Bill Pringle, and every blood washed saint have interceded for, including all the family members, every believer, and all those that are trying to hide the truth, and all those in positions of authority, those that will be in positions of authority, we bind every ungodly spirit. We command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons, particularly in the second heavens, but to all those who have interceded for, continually and immediately sever all ungodly contacts. We close every portal. We close every ungodly stargate and every place the demons are trying to flood into this realm. We seal them off in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant, because of the blood of covenant by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as written, as joined heirs with Christ, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And we do decree and declare it as joined heirs with Christ, even as it is written in the book of Romans, chapter 8, starting at verse 15. And we thank you for the amazing, amazing grace that you give us, Father, that even while we're sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you for sending him forth to be that propitiation for us, even as is written in Romans 3:25. It is written in Romans 8, starting in verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Marsha used to be controlled by that nasty little spirit, but by the grace of God, I realize God loves me more. I don't have to worry about the devil. But you have received the spirit of adoption. Thank the spirit of adoption, Father, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen and amen and amen. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with them, then we may be also glorified together. So yeah, these light and momentary inconveniences are not much fun sometimes, Father God. But we rejoice in them anyway, because you inhabit the praises of your people in Jesus' name. Even as you said in the beginning of James chapter 1, I remember I was working in the long-term care facility briefly for a year or two. Kind of said, but I get that. I remember this scripture came to mind more than once. Thank you, Lord. James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, and may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. But we get to ask of you, Lord, and you answer us. You haven't left us as orphans. And you speak to us and you guide us. So, Father, we ask you to show us what our part is. And we thank you for waking up the body of Christ, the speaking time, and being many, many into the body of Christ in your way and in your perfect time, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for waking up the speaking time, Father, in Jesus' name. Even now. And now is the day of salvation. And it's written. It says in Ephesians 5:14, wherefore you say, awake thou then, speaking the body of Christ. They bind every one of those mind blinds with the eye block spirit sound.
And though I claim
Jesus 5:14, wherefore he saith unto thou that sleepest, arise from the dead.
down and they prayed with a beast from the